Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Jody, Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP on this Friday afternoon.
Don't get to Monday yet, all right? Let's have a weekend first.
Monday in 3 days, that's true. We got an Eagles game in between. We got a Sixers game, got a Flyers game, got a lot ahead. College football. Also, our picks for week 13 of the NFL coming up soon. Hey, big thanks to the great people from Maggie's Waterfront Cafe that John, they brought in today, and we enjoyed quite a bit of it. A big old spread of food.
I had an unbelievable wrap, and those
the egg rolls,
egg rolls were fantastic.
They gave us wings,
some crab soup,
burgers. Like, it was like a
I was the cheesesteak spring rolls. That was my go-to.
The cheesesteak spring rolls are like
I did
high
a
level
double banger on that. Yeah, one order and then another. Look, they also the crab, cream of crab soup. A lot of great stuff. Yeah, Big Mac burger. Big Mag burger, I should say, which is, by the way, is house-made Angus beef and all sorts of great stuff. They got the ranch, as you were saying there, John, the chicken wrap. Unbelievable. And by the way, Maggie's Waterfront Cafe, John, near and dear to our heart for two reasons.
Yeah, buddy.
Two reasons. One, it is where the chicken wing conversation happened all those years ago. Two, John, who worked at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe?
That was Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
The doppelganger.
Well, at least the lookalike of Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really neat place. If you ever get a chance, get out to Maggie's Waterfront Cafe. It's a great spot. Just a great spot. And we thank them very much. Tim Ryan and the entire team from Maggie's bringing in such wonderful food to us today. We appreciate it. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Joey B. right now. Hello, Joey B.
We're going to have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
No, it's not all right. It's not all right, actually.
How you doing, Joe?
Well,
doing all right, Hammer?
I'll say this. I'm licking the wounds. That's what I'm doing right now. I mean, I can't get too down when I lose on, World Cup trivia. Because there is, as I've said many times, Joey B., there's only so much RAM in this brain. And it's pretty filled up with non-World Cup stuff, but if you lose on World Cup, then you lose on World Cup. What can I tell you?
Well, you definitely deserve to be sitting on 33 through the weekend your little comment about Larry Bird.
Oh, that's
and
a
Dr.
Yeah,
J.
Good point. Yeah,
but come on, keep it real. Wasn't Larry Bird better than Doc?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, nobody around here wants to take it on, but come on now. All right, go ahead, Joey B.
So,
what do you got?
The Birds. Yeah, so my preseason prediction, I actually had this game as a scheduled loss. In that scene.
I was worried about it from the get-go, too.
Yeah, but I'm actually, oddly enough, John, what you were kind of talking about, with Tannehill and breaking down the X's and O's and everything, I was like, I kind of feel actually a little bit better, which is kind of weird because I know you're picking against the Birds, but I actually feel like we might get this win. I don't know. It's kind of wild.
Oh, I think the Eagles will.
We certainly could get this win. We are a great team, but as we've seen, this is a league of matchups, and I don't think this matchup is favorable.
All right, Joey B, give me a big answer, man. Who or what did it again?
So, well, with D. West being in there, and by the way, I have his book, and it is fantastic. Great
nice.
Children's
That's
book.
That's great.
Very cool.
And my son actually modeled his running style after B. West when I was back in the day.
Wow.
And what is that style? Just make everybody miss? Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, it's a good style.
He would wiggle his hips. He didn't get one. You know, he started with flag, and he just did not want anybody touching him.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was avoiding everyone at all costs. But speaking of, you know, avoiding everyone at all costs, Miracle in the Meadowlands.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That is a really interesting
answer.
Great one.
Because I'll argue there's three did it against.
Yeah.
88 with Clyde Simmons, 2003 with Brian Westbrook, and 2010 with DeSean Jackson. All of that, of course, following the original from 78 with Herm Edwards. That's a great answer. Tom in Clearwater. Hi, Tom.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Tom. Just especially great.
Glad to hear it, John.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, I hate to rain on your parade, but I got a great trivia question for you. I don't know. If you can get this one, I'll be completely impressed and look past the
this
fact
this isn't
you lost
the day
two
for
row.
Me, but I'll try. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's an NHL trivia question.
Okay.
Who is the only player in the history of the NHL to win the Conn Smythe Trophy for MVP of the playoffs and then come back and win the Calder Trophy as Rookie of the Year the final season after, the season directly after that? Only one player has ever done it.
Wow. So basically he's on a playoff roster before he's technically an eligible rookie for Rookie of the Year.
That's a cool question.
Correct. He was brought up at the end of the season due to injury. He got the starting job and came back the next year and won Calder Trophy the year after.
Well, I have, first off, no idea. I don't think it's – hold on. I don't think it's anybody in modern-ish times.
It
I will
is.
Just take
relatively
a guess.
Modern.
I will take – well, relatively modern. This won't work. I'll just guess Ken Dryden. I have no clue.
Correct.
Whoa!
Wow.
The hammer's back!
Wow.
Hammer is
wow.
back!
I needed that. You know when you've been in
weekend a... Weekend back on.
You know when you've been in a slump? And you
no.
And you wake up and you say, I needed that.
You rip a little single the opposite field. Ball's looking a little bigger all of a sudden.
That's not the kind of slump I was talking about, James. Before.
That is impressive, Joe, that you knew that. That is impressive. I don't know if it was a shot in the dark or you really kind
no,
of.
No, well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I guessed it. First off, I thought, let me think of someone who's no, you know, I mean, you got to win a, you know, got to win a cup, and who theoretically possibly could have stepped in due to an injury for his team that you know was in the playoffs. And I just thought, let's go, Ken. You know, Ken Dryden.
Not only did he step in, but they promoted him over the guy who was the backup for the guy that got hurt.
Well,
they put
go.
Him in there. He was
right.
He was a young man. He was like 19, 20 years old. He was hot in the minors. They put him in there, and
it's a
he
good
won
question.
Them the Stanley Cup.
All right, Tom, give me an answer, man. Who or what did it again?
I'm going to go with this guy, Hall of Fame quarterback, spent his, he won his first Super Bowl 15 years into his career. Everybody thought he was going to retire after winning the Super Bowl, and he came back and did it again the next year in 1999, 98, 99, John Elway.
Yeah, Elway, back-to-back to end the career. I mean, they were a great team, and he was a great player, obviously. But, yes, winning back-to-back for him there was pretty cool. All right, let's get to what we do every single Friday at this time with the picks. In this case, week 13 of the National Football League. Now, last week, John and I each did it again, 2-1 for both of us, although rare for John to be that excellent because I've now been above 500 9 of 10 weeks. John, not so much, but he's doing fine this year, 18-17-1. I'm at 21-12-3. John Ritchie, as we turn to week 13, your first selection, sir.
So that's three games difference.
You know, it's funky. I'd have to figure it out with the tie. I have 12 losses. You have 17. If you put my ties, one extra loss, it'd be 13. It's four. It's a four-game difference.
Okay.
If you took one, you know, two of
four
my ties, four-game difference. You're still in striking distance, no question.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah.
My first pick, the Baltimore Ravens, -8.5 points. Against the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
The Denver Broncos are hapless. They are absolutely one of the worst teams I've seen. It's amazing watching the downward spiral. And I even though this is a big line, that Denver offense can do nothing at all.
Yep.
And I think I feel safe picking the Ravens given 8.5.
All right, my first selection, I go to that. Let's go to the Minnesota Vikings. I've picked them a lot this year. I think I have at least. And they keep getting it done. Look, Jets are a good team. And if the Jets win this one, then it'll really be time to start looking at the Jets more seriously. They're 7-4. But Minnesota's 9-2. Minnesota's home. And the spread's only 3 points. I think it's. I'm not going to call it easy, But I'll just say reasonable to pick the Minnesota Vikings here.
I wanted to stay away from that game. I almost picked that game the other way.
I do like the Jets.
The Jets are really good.
I know they are.
And everyone has this thing in their head that they're this atrocious team. Their pass rush is going to make Kirk Cousins look like Kirk Cousins did in week two against us.
Their defense is outstanding.
And think about it. They can match up Sauce on the top receiver.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's dicey.
Okay.
I'm going to the Miami Dolphins getting 4 points against the 49ers. The 49ers are really good, and we talk about how, hey, they could be a team that's a threat to the Eagles. But the Miami Dolphins, I think they might be better. And we're about to find out. But still, getting 4 points, I feel really good about picking the Dolphins.
My second selection, I'm not going to say I like them in the way we normally would when we make a pick, but I'm going to say I choose them. Dallas Cowboys, -10.5. Cowboys are very good. Indianapolis, not very good. Micah Parsons, when he gets near Matt Ryan, is probably going to rip his head off because Matt Ryan can't run away from anybody. It's a big line, but I'll go with Dallas at home on Sunday Night Football to keep the pressure on the Eagles. Dallas -10.5.
I've been saying today that the Philadelphia Eagles have a chance to lose this game against the Titans.
You gonna pick it?
I've also said I'm not going to do that again. You know, picking against the Eagles, it feels gross all weekend long, so I'm not going to go there.
I respect that.
I am going to go with, someone that I have a connection to also, Andy Reid. They're facing the Bengals, and the Bengals have Joe Mixon back. They also, they're getting healthy at wide receiver also. I'm not sure that they'll have Ja'Marr Chase back, but it seems like he's ready to play. I still think Kansas City will do enough, and this line is small enough that if Kansas City wins by a field goal, I'll still be okay. So Kansas City -2.
And my third selection, I'm going to Tampa. It's similar to the thing John just said there. It's a 3.5-point spread. Tampa -3.5 against the Saints. Tampa's home. I'm not saying Tampa's back and they're great, but the Saints stink. Brady to cover a 3.5-point line home against the bad Saints team. And there you go. Those are our selections. By the way, I do think if you added up my picks in the last 6 years, I'd probably pick Brady or Rodgers or Belichick. Of course, Brady and Belichick were together
For
a bunch
years
of...
you would just say it. Would just be like, I'm picking the quarterback here. Yeah.
But that's kind of what John just did with Mahomes and Reed.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's pretty much what John just – I mean, it's not a bad strategy right there.
Wow.
All right. Historically, great quarterbacks and great coaches have done well.
You know, I am worried about the Mahomes just having a baby boy thing, being a little distracted with that, but, you know.
You never know. All right, drop of the week up ahead, plus more calls on 94WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, the way to go to bet and the way to go to bet the NFL – as there's always new player or game props that you can seek out. And they're right there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook. And what's also cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is combining these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for Sunday's games. And we just talked about six of them. Of course, there's a bunch of other games as well, including Philadelphia and Tennessee, which wasn't even highlighted in our picks. So many ways to go, and you can lock in whether it's quarterback rushing yards or passing yards or Jalen Hurts touchdowns or over-under. It's all there for you. And create a same-game parlay, one of many reasons to bet with FanDuel Sportsbook. Other reasons? Well, how about live betting in-game? How about fast withdrawals when you win? They'll get you paid fast. How about odds boosts and specials all the time with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP? So sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. You'll also get up to $1,000 back in free bets if you lose that first bet. That's an amazing deal. That's a no-sweat first bet. That's all. When you sign up using promo code HAMMER to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.